Hello, everybody. This is Love from Above from your sibling spirit guides. I'm Maureen, and this is my brother.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian.
Yeah, so on this channel, we share information that we've channeled from star beings, ascended masters, and occasionally our ancestors. And today's topic is all about watery beings who are attracted to our blue planet for our saline solution, as they call it. And some of these beings have been here for a millennium. Others are recent additions to our planet. So, Brian, what do you think about this one? Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, keep in mind, everyone, we're just a messenger. So yeah, we're not making this stuff up anyway. It's very interesting. So if you don't mind, I'm going to delve right in the first one, right? So that first one came back in March 2nd, and they said it's these star beings that live underwater near the coast of Iceland. And they invited us to their place, which I think that was interesting. I like it. But they said that we recognize and admire your water and see that it holds energetic power, which you have yet to harness. But they say that the energy in but one droplet could fuel your cars, fly your planes, and the technology is simple yet unexplored for now. Isn't that amazing? So that one drop of water has all that power, but we don't know how to take advantage of that. Yeah. What did you think of this message?
Well, I just want to go to the overall scope of this message. Like, it's really surprising on the one hand, but then when you think about it, it's not so surprising because we do live on the planet and water is, you know, covers the majority of the planet. And so it's attractive to these star beings, which who knew that star beings live in water? The first contact we had was with this star group called Aura. And they're watery beings. And interestingly enough, when I channel them, like I feel like I'm in a wave pool. Like I just feel watery and wavy. So it's really surprising. And we've had contact from, could you even count how many beings like live in our water or are star beings who live in water? Like it's really surprising.
It really is. It's and that they've been there for thousands of years, and you know, no one's recognized that. That's sort of interesting too, I thought.
Yeah, I think it was Aura who said that they came at the what was the group who said that they came at the last ice age? So and they've been here ever since. So yeah, it's really, really surprising. And it also corresponds with information that comes from outside of our channeling. And that is related to the Dogon tribe in Africa. And the pictures that they have on there, in case anyone isn't familiar with this story, but this tribe in Africa, who live rather simply, they have all of this advanced knowledge. And when scientists first came upon them, like, how do you know about the whole universe? And there's so much knowledge that they innately have. And they showed the scientists who visited that they have these murals inside of caves. And they explained that they received this knowledge from star beings who came down to Earth, and they show like a starship coming down, and that the first thing that these star beings do is flood the earth and create a little pool of water, and then they come and they stand in and they look like a standing fish. So, and that same mythology is available is in Peru too, which is, so it's like this information has been corroborated from other sources.
Yeah, and to mention that, then I found this, because they mentioned like something about the people of Iceland are know them in their myths or legends. And I looked up and I found this National Geographic article, and in it, it talked about how Iceland's known for a land of fearsome sea monsters. Now, of course, some of this stuff gets, I'm sure, bent out of shape, but it talks about how, there's these legends of these beasts, this part of Iceland, that would drag people out to sea. So, again, not that I think these are, very positive entities, but stories and legends do get a little twisted, especially over time. So, but yeah, so it seems like, maybe there have been some encounters from people, but they obviously were fearful and, made up some tales about these beings back in the day in Iceland. But anyway, are you going to go visit? They offered you to, visit their city, Maureen, on one of your upcoming travels. So,
Yeah, I have no. So for those of you who don't know, I'm a nomadic world traveler, and I've been to Iceland, but I don't have plans to return, though I would love to return. It's a beautiful part of the world, very unique, with very unique scenery. So yeah, I mean it's really, really interesting. So you want to start to go through like some we went through some, we haven't found all because there's been a lot, but some of the recent contacts we've had with regards to watery beings.
right. So another one was recent, last, few weeks, but they talked again. We mentioned this in the past, but there's a recent edict that's opened the planet Earth to additional life forms. And they said there's a migration of life beings to your planet that are immersed in our waters. And those sentient beings have agreed to accept this new life form. And their goal is they're raising the vibration of the whole planet. Isn't that amazing? Their analogy was it was like adding dye to clean water, and that these beings shall raise the planetary vibration of the whole. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, the other thing they said is these wondrous beings are courageous to take upon such a daring mission. They shall soon control the underwater worlds, and for this we are most grateful. So yeah, I mean it sounds like, a Hollywood movie. It sounds like a Hollywood movie, but apparently this is the reality, and it's very, very surprising. Another being that we have mentioned even in this podcast is the beings we first heard from, which is Aura. And they said that they came upon our planet because they were looking for if this was their joke, it's soon greener pastures, but then they said no, warmer waters, and that they were attracted to the saline solution that covers the majority of our planet. Which is not suitable for them. They said they rarely expose themselves to the physical world. And they said they first came to Peru through a portal gate and that is well known. And that on that first visit, no footprint of theirs was left on our planet. What do you think about that?
And I think we've heard about this portal a few times. This is other beings access Earth through this portal that's in a mountainous area of Peru. So that is really interesting. And yeah, we have had many sessions more and are very close to them, but it's interesting that I think you said you could see them, right? They seem like they were always in a saline solution, right?
Well, when I first started channeling them, what I saw was like kind of like tentacles, like kind of like an octopus. And that vision kept on coming to me. And I asked them if that vision was correct, and they said no, that it wasn't. But that's kind of what I saw. And like I said, when I first started channeling from this group of beings, like I would get so what I call wavy wavy, like literally like I'm in the waves and I'm bouncing back and forth that sometimes I would have to break off because I started to feel like motion sickness from all of the wavy waviness of the communications. So it's just really, really interesting. They're definitely watery beings, but like these beings from the Dogon, like they can also exist on land. And we also have had contact recently with beings who live on our Pacific coast. Do you remember that one, Brian? That we this was like in the past couple of weeks. These beings live off of our Pacific coast because they like to eat our vegetation. And they said that they very closely resemble dolphins, but they are actuality no resemblance, structurally to dolphins. And that our children would most often noticing them frolicking the water, but that adults wouldn't see them or notice them.
Yeah, isn't that interesting that children are more connected? Yeah, I just was looking at that one about the Pacific. Yeah, it says exactly what you mentioned. I'm trying to see if there's anything else, but yeah, it's interesting that there's so many different watery beings, but no one actually sees them except, like it mentions, maybe children, that they haven't been, but again, they can control that sort of stuff too, right? Who sees them and things like that. But yeah, it's very interesting that I'm still trying to figure out how you're going to go visit them, though.
No. Well, and you know what else? When I was channeling that, like I just couldn't, because they were like, we really like to eat your vegetation. And we stay towards the shelf. Like they said that they stay towards the shelf of the Pacific coast. Like I just was imagining like this dolphin, like kind of wandering on water, like to eat, some lettuce. Like it's once again, I mean, it's just very, very surprising information. And, yeah, just the host of beings that are out there is just really, really surprising. So, Brian, do you want to go into the dolphins? Because that would lead into what they told us about the dolphins.
Right. So the dolphins, they said this actually that what they call is the blue planet, is Earth, it was created for a particular species of aquatic mammal, for the dolphins with high intelligence. And so the dolphins were the first sentient beings on our planet. And it's interesting, they're involved in like major decisions. They sit on these councils and they're consulted in regard to things like that universal edicts. So we've always known that the intelligence of dolphins, but of course way more than we know, right? But I mean, they have telepathic capabilities, I mean, it all sorts of things. So what else do you want to go on? Other stuff they said about the dolphins?
It's just again, it's just so surprising. But again, it's really not surprising because, like you said, we know about the intelligence. We know dolphins are very, very intelligent beings, but the fact of them sitting on universal councils and being consulted with regards to edicts and apparently their wisdom and their steady engagement with other beings using humor and delightful tactics are well regarded. And they have advanced techniques for using ultralight consciousness or achieving ultralight consciousness. Yeah, so it's just I don't think I'll ever look at a dolphin in the same way.
Definitely not. Yeah. But it's amazing. Yeah, they're wise sages is how they put them. So it seems like something out of like a, a movie, you've got this, a dolphin on this council that's offering its advice. So yeah, definitely just something that's hard to comprehend, but it's very interesting.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? That scene from Star Wars, from the first Star Wars,
Right.
where that scene in the bar where there's just this multitude of different types of beings. And, I think that we all know that we're not the only human create or the only form of creation out there in the universe. And from the channeling that we've done, it's evident that it's just so much more diverse than either one of us could have ever imagined, So, it's again, the only word I can keep on repeating is it's just very, very surprising. But I'm really grateful to be awakened to the real truth of all of this. And this is something that I would have never imagined, that so many star beings live in the water. But like I said, it's connected to the Dogon tribe. And actually, I'm reading The 12th Planet. I forget the author of that book, but I was just recently telling Brian, like in this book, it's talking about the Nelephim, and it says that they came and are watery beings, and they came at the last ice age, and that they're beings who live in the water and on the land. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it sounds very similar to the information that we've channeled. So just another corroboration to support this information that we're pulling in.
Yeah, exactly. It's is it Zachary, what's his name, Sitchin or something like that? Is that the author?
Yes. I'm going through this book for the second time. So, it's coming. It's a book that deals with really the true origins of our planet, and its connective to the Nelephim, who were the gods who came to Earth, whether you saw them as the Greek gods or the Hindu gods or whatever, but it's all basically the same thing. So it's kind of piecing together all those puzzle pieces. And that's how I feel like with this information that we're coming through, like it's like we had the puzzle completed of what we thought the Earth and the universe looked like, and now it's like, forget that. We've gone from like a 100-piece puzzle to like a 1,000-piece puzzle, and we're trying to put it together and make sense of it all.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you just gotta have an open mind, and but it's we know from other things that everything these beings tell us is absolutely true. So it's and it's just very interesting. Well, I think that's it for today. Do you want to talk about what our topic is for the next session?
Right, so I thought this would be a good segue. So this way we're talking about the surprising, aquatic beings who visit our planet or reside below our saline solution. So for next week, we've channeled a lot of information from this group called the Seeders, who throw away all your textbooks of how human life or originated. They have given us the true information of how human life originated. And we were the last sentient beings brought to this planet or created for this planet. So not the first and the only, but the last. So what do you think about that, brother?
Yeah, it's crazy that there's the dolphins and all these other beings have been here for thousands of years, and we're the last ones, as I mentioned. So yeah, it's but yeah, the Cedars have a lot of good information, and we've had a number of different sessions with them, so I think we'll summarize some of the key points that we've learned from them, and looking forward to sharing with you all next week on that topic.
Okay, so thank you everybody for listening, and we'll be discussing the origins of human life with the Cedars next week.